Breaking news, The Designery can give you the kitchen of your dreams. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are the Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
Data. When it comes to real estate, it can paint a picture better than any shade of blue or red. It can arm you with what to expect when looking at a home to buy.
In the last year, affordability in Wake County fell 28% to a record low. At the same time, the median price to buy a home jumped up 22%.
Knowledge is power, and there's power in numbers. Grab your calculators, folks. It's a data dump episode.
From Capital Broadcasting Company in Raleigh, you're listening to Real Estate Rush, North Carolina.
Hello and welcome to our third episode of the Real Estate Rush North Carolina podcast. You know, when you have data, you're better armed to make decisions like where you should buy a house. On this episode, I'm joined by Jason Parker. He works over at WREL TechWire, where, among other things, he tracks real estate data specifically here in the Triangle, and really all of North Carolina. Jason's a busy guy and works from home, so you might hear a little background noise on his end. Jason, thanks so much for being here.
Chris, thank you so much for having me on the podcast. Thrilled to be here with you today, talking about the housing markets in the Triangle as well as across the state. Important to note, with our publication at WRL TechWire, we are writing about the economy in the Triangle and across the state in a variety of different ways. So I report on stories that are pertain to the labor market, pertain to our technology and life science industry, as well as our advanced manufacturing, clean energy industry, and our emerging electric vehicle sector. I write about startups. I write about Fortune 50 companies. But I also write about what's happening in our job market, as well as what's happening here in our housing market. So I'm here today to talk to you about that data from the housing market. And it's important to note, and I think you referenced and alluded to this, I have access to data from across the state, a variety of different sources through my association as a licensed real estate agent in the state of North Carolina. I am affiliated both Triangle Multiple Listing Service and the Canopy NMLS down in the Charlotte, Greater Charlotte area through an association both here in the Triangle, the Durham Association of Realtors, which I'm a part. The North Carolina Association of Realtors, of which I'm a part, the Central Carolina Association of Realtors, of which I'm a part, and of course, the National Association of Realtors, of which I'm a member.
Listen to him just listing all of his credentials. And that's why I wanted you to be a part of this, because you have access to this information that we're about to dive into. So many people want to have it. And I would love to have you, every couple of episodes or so, maybe down the line, to help break down even more data, because this is stuff people need to know, especially coming here, because this is a hot market. So thanks for joining me today, and we'll go ahead and dive right into it. So one of the things that I think is very important for people who are either abroad or not in North Carolina, or maybe here and are still looking around, are the housing prices. So you have access to that information right now. Talk a little bit about what we're seeing with house prices, maybe median prices or average numbers, or whatever you might have to give today.
Sure. Yeah, I would love to give an update. And it's interesting. I know this podcast will likely be coming out a little bit later in the year here. We're actually talking in the very last business day of the month of July. And so we will actually get brand new updated information as early as next week about what's happening here in our market. Locally in the Triangle, as well as in individual cities, municipalities, or counties that make up the area. So from a info and perspective, through Triangle Multiple Listing Service, the data that we have access to and that we are sharing in our reporting, both on WRL.com and WRL TechWire on the housing market, we're showing that across the entire TMLS network, so Triangle MLS, Triangle Multiple Listing Service, across the entire region, it's a 16-county region that makes up the MLS system here. And there are more information that the area is pulling in. But just in that region, we're seeing the median price for June of 2022, the most recent month where we have full month of data, is $421,732. So $421,732. In Wake County, the pace is actually outpacing the Triangle at large. We can certainly talk about some of the reasons that is the case. So the median sale price in June of 2022 was $493, 81. So approximately 493,000. In Durham County, it was 430,000. And in Johnston County, the median sale price was 375. Now that's changed pretty dramatically over a 1 year period. So across the entire triangle, home sale prices as measured by the median sale price of a piece of property listed on MLS that was later closed, meaning the transaction was completed, ownership changed hands, increased by 17.8% across the entire region. Now, in Wake County and in Durham County, the year-over-year gains were 22.2% in both of those county regions. And in other areas of the triangle, the median sale price has done more or less the same within that same range, right? So somewhere between 17 on the low end or all the way up to about 27, as Johnston County has a 27% increase in median sale price over the last year.
So what I find interesting about this information, as you said, a significant increase, because you on your screen, you've got Wake County, Durham County, Johnson County, as we're looking at this data, for those of you listening. And I, not too long ago, talked to the president of the Raleigh Regional Association of Realtors, and she had noted that Johnson County is one of those hotter markets people are starting to go to because, you know, a lot of people are getting priced out of the Wake County market. And so when I look at your information there, the median price in Johnson County was that right there. I think I'm seeing $375,000. So it's still doable to get something maybe for a family of four without, you know, completely breaking the bank, depending on what your budget is, it appears.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about what's happened right in the housing market. So one way to maybe simplify what happens is to think about this purely from an economist's perspective, right? So a classic case study of supply and demand. So think back to any Econ 101 class we've had, or sort of the fundamentals of what happens in an open market. So on the one hand, you have the supply of homes that are coming available for sale on an open marketplace. So on a supply side, what we've actually seen during the pandemic is a pretty steady decrease in the number of new listings that came on the market. So the supply is not just impacted by people deciding to list their homes for sale. There's another factor at play, and that's that the triangle, and North Carolina as a whole too, but the triangle in particular continues to attract people who are moving here. So the triangle's in migration. So the net difference, so the change in the number of people who are living here and choosing to move here over every annual period for about the last 6 to 7 years, it's been very consistent. And that's been about 20 to 25,000 people per year of net gain. And that's putting some upward pressure on the housing need here in the triangle. So it's not just the home sale market. It's also in our rental market. There's just not enough homes for all of the people who want to live here.
Hey, we'll get back to our discussion in just a second. We'll have a quick break and then get to the open house segment.
Save big money on plant protection supplies now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready to spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. This episode's open house segment was recorded July 24th, 2022. My fiance and I stopped by 7929 Kingsland Drive in Raleigh. It was built in 1984. It's a 3-bedroom, 4-bathroom, 2-story home with a basement. The asking price was $750,000, but 4 days after our visit, the price was slashed to $699,000. That's a $51,000 cut.
So what brings you to this market?
Moved up here from Sarasota, and I had family here. Always loved, you know, the area. Never really paid attention to where I was when I was in Raleigh, but I've been coming here for 20 years and moved up to be closer to family.
I'm curious, what was the market like in Sarasota?
Sarasota was ridiculous. My house sold in an hour. As many offers as I wanted.
you know, I interviewed somebody one time about like the market, and they said, you know what? The only reason people, like right now, it's greed. Greed is what's corrupting this market. People are coming in, they're taking these crazy offers for houses, and that's what's making it blown out. But somebody else pointed out, well, if you're somebody who's a homeowner and you're trying to do what's right for your family, is it greed? What do you think about that?
I don't think it's greed. The house will sell for what it's for. It's opportunity. Tons of people are moving here, right? Or where I was, tons of people were moving there. And nothing wrong with that. That's what happens, right? Supply and demand. It's a simple economics.
You just heard from Jason Ryan. A month after our talk, he told me not only did he find a home in North Raleigh, he paid below asking. Congrats to him. Okay, let's get back to WREL TechWire's Jason Parker.
A lot of people coming here, obviously. It's super popular. And with that, not just, you know, individuals coming here, but we also have private investors that are snatching up some properties as well. If I'm not mistaken, we reported not too long ago, I believe, talking about, you know, in terms of investors in the area, it says that investors are buying. And this was back, and these are numbers back from like February, but I know that they kind of shift. But at the time, we reported that investors were buying 1 in 4 homes in Raleigh, 1 in 5 in Durham. And there was that breakdown. The most recent numbers, at least that we had seen on there, was that, you know, Q4 of 2021, about more than 1,500 homes bought by investors in Raleigh, which counted for 24.5% of all transactions. So what are you seeing in terms of the trend with investors in the area? Because I've heard from so many home buyers, they feel like they keep getting outbid by investors.
Sure. And investors do play a role in housing markets normally, right? If you think about how on the macroeconomic scale, right, capital looking to find a home to deliver returns to those people who are allocating that capital across a diverse series of investments. So we just talked about how the housing market here locally and in many metropolitan areas across the country really saw rapid price appreciation throughout the onset of the pandemic. Really once the spring came out and housing continued to rise in price. The other thing that rose in price over the pandemic was rental prices. Similar concept, right? Many people were looking for other places to live. Those who were in urban, dense cities, many of whom who had the opportunity to maybe work from home or to be mobile, looked at other markets and other regions and chose to move to areas that maybe you could get more, so to speak, home or apartment for your dollars that were friendly in terms of the amenities provided based on a lifestyle of people who wanted to live or move. You also had accelerated household formation happen throughout the pandemic. So there were more people who were forming their households, who were looking to move maybe from urban areas to suburban areas. You had millennials who are coming of age in a really wild economy by many shares, right? Who are coming into this family formation stage where they may be starting to have children, or they may have young kids who are looking at their next step and where they want to get their kids to school. And all of these factors, right, are contributing to what's changing the housing market so dramatically in the last 2 years in North Carolina and in many other states across the country.
And the feeling that I've received, at least from talking to people, is, you know, at what point does it become, you know, having a vested interest in finding people homes versus just trying to make a profit? Because you've got investors that are buying properties for, you know, X amount of dollars over asking price and such. And that's, I think, one thing that some people, they take problem with. One thing
let's talk a little bit about the data too, Chris. So you referenced the story we wrote on WRL TechWire, looking at the Q4. That was from Redfin's data, right? So Redfin has data nationally, and they also look at it on a metro basis. So that story you're talking about did show, right, like 1 in 5 and 1 in 4. The latest data from the Q1 of the year, which is the most recent data that I've had access to, I obtained it upon request from their economic team. So what we've actually seen is investors in Durham, or I should say in Durham, investors bought even more homes in the Q1 of 2022 than in any prior year's Q1. That's since 2000 from when the data set started. Now, that is only 383 homes by their data set, but that's up almost 19% from a year ago. And so that growth rate has slowed down, actually. So there was fewer folks, investor purchases, who bought homes than in what you called, right, the rapid investor activity in the prior year in 2021. So right, the second, the third, and the fourth quarter of last year, investors were buying homes at a really rapid clip. So in Durham, it dropped from 22.2% in terms of the investor share of the market by the Redfin data. It still remained 20.4%. So that's still one in five homes in Durham that were sold to an investor in that first quarter. In Raleigh, the numbers are a little bit different. So Raleigh does have more housing inventory and housing units. So investors also bought more homes in the first quarter in Raleigh than they did in any prior quarter since 2000. Now that's a little more than 1,000 homes. So 1,086, that's up 16.6% from a year ago. That's still well below each of the prior three quarters. So there's some reason to believe that it slowed in the first quarter. Now, some might say maybe that's seasonal. Maybe it's picked up here in the second quarter. And we do have some data that we can talk about what's happening now. Still, though, in Raleigh, that fourth quarter of 2021 saw that market share of 25.6%. So that is that one in four homes that are sold to an investor. Whereas in the first quarter, we saw a slight decrease, right? So it's the first quarter of 2022, the market share by Redfin was calculated at 22.4%. It's roughly every 9 in 20 homes, I believe. I did my math right on the top of my head.
Well, and this obviously, you know, we can't obviously get into all the data that we want to for this particular episode, but that's why we're trying to make this. Actually, a lot of the stuff we've been talking about is already available on our website, WREL TechWire, but we're going to try to cater the information we're talking today somewhere online. So we'll work on doing that.
And Chris, you mentioned that we've been hearing from folks, right, about one particular type of investor. And those are investors who buy without ever seeing the home, who are active in the area, who are able and willing to pay over asking in cash sales. So the latest data that we have from this most recent quarter, the second quarter of the year, comes from Adam Data Solutions. And so the most recent report that they've put out, they look at not just cash sales or cash transactions. They also look at the institutional investor share. So it's not an apples to apples comparison for what Redfin's data tracks. So I just want to be clear about that on the front end as we talk through it. But they look at the metropolitan statistical area and define an institutional investor who would be purchasing property as a property that's sold to a non-lending entity. So those also entities must have purchased at least 10 properties in any given calendar year in order to be included in the data set for institutional investor share. So in the most recent quarter in the Durham-Chapel Hill metropolitan statistical area, we saw investor share at 9.2%. A year ago, the investor share, as calculated by Adam's data report, was 7.9%. So you could make an argument that the percentage increase in investor share year over year is still rapid. It's 18%, but it does remain at 9.2%. Similarly, in Raleigh, we saw a year ago in the second quarter, 11.1% under the Adam data. Now that's Raleigh's metropolitan statistical area. So it's Raleigh, includes Wake County, Franklin County, and Johnson County. This year, it was calculated at 12.6%. So that's an increase year over year of 14% in terms of the share of homes that were included. Across the state, Adam found that North Carolina actually ranks fourth in the nation for the largest percentage sales of real estate to institutional investors during this previous quarter. It's almost 10%. So it's 9.9%, which is about one in every 10 homes in North Carolina was sold to an investor.
And that is why data is so important. Arm yourself to know what you're getting into before you hop into a market. We're getting towards the end of our conversation here, Jason. So I'm wondering, do you have any particular tips or anything you can offer to people looking for houses right now based off the data that you're seeing?
My real simple advice is to find and work with a local trusted agent who can either be referred to you by friends or family who you could help navigate the market with. And I guess my final parting words would be, if you are out there looking for housing, don't give up. Keep at it. There are steps that you can take to navigate this challenging market, and I wish you the best of luck.
Jason Parker with WREL TechWire, leaving us with hopeful words for all of you trying to find some kind of property here in our market. All right, thanks for listening to Real Estate Rush North Carolina. I've been your host, Chris Lovingood. We'll hear from you again next time.
Real Estate Rush North Carolina is a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. Check out our full library of podcasts available, including our sports and true crime selection on WREL.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.